President Biden says he takes classified material seriously. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, and he's pledging again to fully cooperate with the Justice Department review after a second batch of classified documents found, this time at one of his Delaware homes. The White House counsel confirming it earlier today.
The counsel's office also said this. It was kind of vague. A small number of additional Obama-Biden administration records with classified markings were found in a storage space in the president's Wilmington, Delaware residence. So a key question now, when did President Biden find out about this second batch? Because in a carefully worded statement, he only copped earlier this week to knowing about one set of documents. Critics are claiming there is a double standard because when President Trump was involved in something similar but not identical, Biden spoke of the dangers of exposing sources and methods and of being irresponsible.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The U.S. Attorney General now scheduled to speak at this hour just ahead of the regular White House briefing. A day after cancerous skin lesions were removed from the First Lady's chest and face, President Biden says he had breakfast with her and that she's doing really well. The White House physician announcing earlier that a third lesion was removed from the First Lady's eyelid and sent for examination. A second court appearance in Idaho for the suspect in the murder of four college students in an off-campus rental home late last year.
Accused killer 28-year-old Brian Koberger never looked at the crowd behind him and kept a straight face in later county court as he waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing that's now set for June. No other requests from the defense that also didn't ask for bail. Koberger's accused in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in Moscow, Idaho in November. Investigators say DNA, an eyewitness account, and a vehicle led to his arrest.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Koberger could face the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Florida's governor says he wants patients to decide where to fill prescriptions, not insurance and drug companies.
Pharmacy benefit managers are the companies that dictate when and where you can get a prescription filled under your medical plans. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis say they get rich while you pay more.
So they don't give you the option to shop around for the best deal. So what we're going to say is you're free to use the mail-in pharmacy that they're telling you to use, but you do not have to use that, and you have the ability to make your own decisions if it's best for you.
DeSantis will ask Florida legislators for a bill to change that in hopes of lowering drug prices for patients through competition between retail pharmacies.
Fox's Evan Brown. Five members of a far-right extremist group are standing trial over the Capitol riot. A federal prosecutor telling the jury during opening statements that former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio and four lieutenants took aim at the heart of our democracy. They're charged with seditious conspiracy, the same as two Oath Keepers leaders recently convicted in a separate case. Defense lawyers argue there was no plan to attack the Capitol or to stop Congress from certifying election results. One of the country's largest private employers loses a face-off against a union.
Amazon loses its bid to try and overturn a historic union win on Staten Island, New York. A federal labor official has rejected the retailing giant's claims that there was improper conduct by labor board officials and union organizers ahead of the election at the 8,000-plus employee facility in April, where workers voted to join the independent Amazon labor union. Amazon, which is now required required to begin bargaining in good faith with the union, says it intends to appeal the decision.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The union lost a bid to represent workers at two other New York facilities. Wall Street's rallying. The Dow's out 300 points. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.